Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
We're going to take a look at Racing Victoria tomorrow at the meeting at Sandown. It's a Zipping Classic day there. Peter Ellis joins us. How are you, Pete?
Pretty good, Sean. You?
Good. What sort of... is it a good meeting?
Always a good meeting to finish the spring. A couple of group races, the Zipping Classic, of course, which was formerly the Sandown Classic. Part of that, the Sandown Cup. Now they've got a two-miler there for the horses sort of after the Melbourne Cup. But, yeah, the track's in great shape. It's on Hillside. Several years ago, they used to race on Lakeside. So I used to favour the on-paces, but spoke to the track manager at Flemington last on Oaks Day, and he said... track's never been better. So I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Now, race five there. What do you like? The first leg of the
quarter? Yeah, like Miss Rock. She's obviously just run second in the Goodwood. She's top-class mare. Good at Corfee on the Scalacci, and then just running the traffic there behind Osborne Bull's Jay McDonald's a big plus. Chamois Road, chased hard there behind Runstone. Inform horse with a 61. Suited under the conditions. Rich Charm, he's the class runner. Had a bit of an issue there in the Bobby Lewis. So if he's anywhere near his... best he's hard to beat, and Santa Amore, the mare, she looks a good chance. She's been thereabouts in the stronger races the last couple. So in the fifth, I was with 6-5, 2-8.
All right. Race six, this horse, 50 stars. Looks like it shows a bit of promise.
Yeah, he's the Northern Hemisphere bred see the stars, the arc winner. It's won 5 of 7, a couple of seconds amongst those. Right at his top now. He beat Manuel easily on Melbourne Cup Day. Emmanuel Frank that form last Saturday. So 1,500, he's a winner at Sandown on Hillside. So everything looks to line up there. Dollar for dollar, of course, narrowly beaten her Group 1 Rupert Clark 3 runs ago. Just a good solid effort, though, off a four-week break behind Dreamforce there last Saturday at Flemington. Man of his word, run third in the Hollandale up in the Gold Coast back in May. He's had 2 runs in Victoria. They've both been okay over unsuitable trips. And Fastnet Tempest... it was close up there in the Kennedy Mile at Group 1 last week, so he looks well placed, particularly at Sandown. So it was 8, 1, 6, and 2.
Now, the 7th, the Sandown Guineas, there's a few handy ones in this and a few tough ones. They've copped a few runs as well.
Yeah, normally the class rises to the top in this, particularly under the weight for age conditions. That was Seabrook. She's already a Group 1 winner. She won the Champagne there at Randwick in April. She was very good in the 1,000 Guineas, got back into traffic, worked home strongly. And didn't have a lot of luck there in the Group 1 against the mares of Flemington on Derby Day. So she looks a one. I think Ring-a-Ding-Ding, the obvious danger, is progressive. Huge win last week at Flemington. She's got a slight query at the 1,600. Secret Blaze, he's an improver. Got out to the mile in the Carbine Club, which is always a good reference for this. It was placed behind Rainier. And Good and Fast, he'd been running in those races, the Caulfield Guineas and the Carbine Club. So he's certainly a chance in this. 12-3-5-2.
Now, the Zipping Classic, named after a wonderful horse that Lloyd Williams had, who won it 4 years in a row, and Lloyd tries to knock it off every year, and he's got a couple in it. Can he do it or not?
Yeah, he's got 2 really good chances. I would have ran for Chris Waller. I know he's an 8-year-old, but he's had no luck this prep. He ran well in the Metro from out to back, and in the Mooney Valley Cup, he was wide, third in record time. And thought he was going to win at Flemington last Saturday, and he just got bumped in the straight with a big weight. So he's suited under the weight for age conditions, as is the Taj Mahal, who was... a big fifth in the Caulfield Cup. They just got a bit of a bump and just got run down the last 300. And then in Mooney Valley is also wide, so just disregard that. The stable mate, Sir Isaac Newton, has had 4 runs off a long break. Thought he was good in the Queen Elizabeth. He was back on the fence when he got clear. He worked home strongly, so obviously been aimed at this. And Majura Storm broke the track record at the Valley and then went round in the Melbourne Cup. Probably wasn't suited by the soft track there. So in the Classic, I'm with 3, 4, 5, and 2.
All right. Any good things there?
Yeah, pretty keen on Into the Abyss, Sean. Said Sydney Philly. She had the 3 runs here. Wide at Caulfield behind Sunlight. Sunlight's pranked their form with a Group 1 win. No luck at the Valley behind Beauty. And then last start at Flemington, went forward on a swooper's race. So probably should have won that. There was a listed race there on Melbourne Cup Day. So the best race 3, number 7, Into the Abyss.
All right, good on you, Peter. Have a top day at Sandown.
Yeah, thanks, Sean.